James, as you know, on the eve of the election, it was a military operation to arrest all our polling agents and confiscate all the documents, including letters of appointment for them and all the money that we're using for facilitation. Now, before the election, General Museveni ordered for a complete shutdown of the internet to ensure that the world is not watching and Uganda is kept in the dark. And that means, therefore, on the day of the election, General Museveni and his lieutenants had a field day. The military was everywhere, stuffing pre-ticked ballot papers and stopping some people from taking part in the election. Therefore, there was widespread irregularities and illegalities. We therefore reject the results of this election with the contempt that it deserves. As soon as the internet is restored, we are going to show the world the evidence of our claim to victory. We therefore called upon the people of Uganda and continue calling upon them and the people of the world to reject the result that was fabricated by General Museveni and his lieutenants trying to undermine the will of the people of Uganda.
Do you plan to go to the courts of Uganda to make your case?
Everybody knows that the courts, the judiciary of Uganda is undermined by General Museveni. It is a mockery. It is firmly in the pocket of General Museveni. However, we have mentioned it that we have every nonviolent and every peaceful option on the table, and that also includes peaceful protest against this usurpation. But we also look at calling upon the development partners and citizens of the world and all the donors and the people that wish Uganda well not to recognize the Museveni imposition of himself on the people of Uganda.
Your movement won some seats in parliament. I would say that was a success. What do you make of the performance of your party in parliament?
Well, it is rather weird that our party members won massively, even though the majority of them actually had much more results. The member of parliament results were relayed, but the presidential results were not relayed. And that disturbs everybody. I'm not allowed to talk about that. As we speak right now, I am under house arrest. More than 400 soldiers are stationed around my house. Many of them have jumped over the fence and they've taken control of my compound. I am not allowed to leave my house. And yesterday, my wife was trying to access the garden to get some food, and she was assaulted by soldiers. Journalists are not allowed to access me, and so are my party officials. They're not allowed to access me. I had to smuggle this phone into the house so that I can be able to get the word out there, because I know by getting the word out to the outside world, that is how I can be safe.
What's next for you, Honorable Bobby Wine? Honorable Bobby Wine, thank you very much. It's always so nice to speak with you.
Thank you, James Patrick.